let me play this and I want to get your thoughts. So this guy goes,
my wife has been having sex with our son's guitar teacher.
Okay.
And expects me to forgive her. I'm in my 40s and we've been married about 15 years. Yeah. I met my wife at school and that's pretty nice. We've really only been with each other. I thought our relationship was, you know, rock solid. Over the years, our friends have been through divorce and affairs and stuff like that. We discuss them and feel lucky that we never did that. We're blessed with two wonderful children. However, I decided, you know, my son wanted to play guitar, so I got him guitar lessons. Boy, I'm an idiot for that. She started plowing the guitar teacher, who I'd never met. She ended up sleeping with him and getting drilled and nailed and all that other stuff.
I just want to get done, but I got to do stairway.
The thing is, she wants to keep our marriage together, but I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to trust her again. I don't know if I really feel anything for her. I feel kind of dead. When I look at her, I just see dead.
Right.
She says the opportunity was there and she felt sucked in. Before she knew it, they were involved and he was nailing her.
Right.
And now, of course, it's ruined my kid's guitar lessons.
he doesn't get no guitar timing in because the guy's always riffing on his mom.
So, you know what I mean?
That was a guitar joke.
Should I forgive her? Well, I'm going to tell you why.
Should you forgive her? No, you should Jeff Jarrett her.
Honky Tonk Manor.
Just look up what Jeff Jarrett would do with a guitar. And that's right.
Or the Honky Tonk Man.
Yeah, whoever that is.
There's a Elvis impersonating wrestler.
Okay, he was an Elvis impersonator. All right.
Yes. Yeah, and the Honky Tonk Man. He's the original smashed the guitar over somebody's head.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah,
well,
let's get, you know, Timmy Fly Snooker or whatever his name is.
Jimmy.
Okay, yeah. Timmy. That would be better if his name was Timmy.
Timmy Fly Snooker.
Yes,
Timmy.
He did. I thought he murdered somebody.
Yeah, I believe he did.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, so don't go Jimmy.
Yeah, cool.
Go Timmy.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I was just trying to think of old wrestlers.
Never
Jared.
Go Jimmy. Just go Timmy.
I didn't even know his name, much less he was a murderer.
All right, check it out. Should this guy forgive? Now, I'm going to say, mom's dropping kid off, you know, for the guitar lessons, and she starts riffing with the guy. Then all of a sudden, you know what I mean? He's hitting her, strumming her chords, if you will.
Yeah.
And now she's not only blown up the family, but blown up her son's guitar lessons.
Yeah.
I mean, she did a lot of bad stuff there. So I don't know. Me personally, don't forgive her. She's picked her side. She's picked not going to heaven. So that's fine. That's the path that she has taken. Now you get out of there, sir. But, you know, she's kind of like, hey, why destroy our marriage? It was a boo-boo. It was a road bump. It was a whoopsie. It's a darn it. Oh, man, if I could take that back.
Right.
Right? Let's just get over it. And so she says that he should, if he truly loves her, he should forgive her. Let's go to Little Debbie Man.
I'd make the kid take piano lessons, though. Because no piano listener is banging your wife.
What's up, Little Debbie Man?
Oh, just another Monday. Happy Monday, boys.
What's up? What do you think?
So, dude, there's a couple things to this. First of all, yeah, he shouldn't forgive her, but he also can't forgive himself for not only never meeting the guy, but then letting his wife hang out, obviously, alone with him. Like, how did that work? He was supposed to be helping the kid, not hanging out with her.
That's how it starts.
I mean, he needs to leave the relationship, and he needs to not forgive her, but he can't forgive himself because he set that up.
Dude, watch Lifetime Channel, and then you'll find out all the scandalous stuff that people do. That's where all the true stories are. That's where all the look, because I'm sure there's a similar story, except it ended in murder.
Yeah, definitely. So, that's the requirement to get on Lifetime. It's got to end in murder, which is a pretty tough line to, you know, commit to.
What's up, Tammy?
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
So what do you think? Should this guy forgive?
Man, of course he should forgive her. Like, why are men such babies? That's what I want to know. Married, you know, so of course he should forgive. And you know, you can't expect your wife to be perfect, you know?
Huh.
So, I mean, so what? She cheated, okay? Just, like, I think the guy should just get over it. It's not the end of the world. Women, we always forgive. So, you know, men just can't handle the same thing that they dish, you know?
Okay, that's so you're saying that women have forgiven men for so many years that men should now forgive women.
Exactly. Yep. Men,
right, the foot's
just
on
like
the other
complete
shoe.
Complete babies about it. Men are complete babies about it. That's what
women
I'm saying.
Women used to take it right on the chin.
Ridiculous.
All right.
You'd be like, oh man, your husband's nailing this chick, and she'd be like, so.
So you're.
I mean, if
so, this guy is now a like baby. He's a baby for not forgiving his wife for cheating.
Yeah, because women did it for so long back in the 1800s.
Exactly. I think so. I think, like I said, men, women forgive men for doing the same thing all the time. And I mean, if you really think about it, is it really that big of an issue? You know, like she slipped up one time, you know, they want to continue forward. They're married, you know, they have a family. Just, you know, get over it, dude.
Get over it, dude.
Yeah, he was, you know, an electric guitarist, man.
Get over it, man. What's
you
the big deal?
You know amps do to my private parts?
Huh. Let me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What else? Love to hear it.
I'm just saying, I'm sure she's had sex before they met, and I'm sure she did stuff with other people, and he still got with her, so... You know, not because she had sex with someone else.
So you're saying that he shouldn't value, it shouldn't be special in his marriage because she's already had sex before. So, you know, it's not that special.
No, I'm not saying it's not that special, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, if you think about it, like, it happened, you know, she was having sex before. And, you know, it's one slip up and she's apologized for it. And, you know, he just can't, you know, he just needs to get over it, you know, stop. Stop, you know, being so soft. Men are so soft.
Okay. All right. Let's see what everybody else says. Summer,
men are pretty soft. I will
Summer,
agree with her
do
there.
You believe that he should just forgive and that men are soft, Summer?
I don't. And I think this lady's logic is kind of messed up. That's not right at all. But if he wanted to leave his wife, he wouldn't be asking for advice. He would have just done it.
Yeah. Should have called his lawyer.
Exactly. I feel like you need to figure out their issues. Figure out their issues so that your wife doesn't cheat again. That's what he should be trying to figure out.
What do you mean? It's his fault she cheated?
No. Yeah. I mean, there's obviously some sort of a disconnect, you know? And I feel like women, when they cheat, it's like there's something lacking, like emotionally from the relationship. Like he's not giving her attention. Like he's not, you know, putting it down in the bedroom or, you know.
So it's the man's fault.
Makes a woman go out. Absolutely.
Okay. So when a woman cheats, it's the man's fault. I got you. You believe that, Summer, also?
No. If a woman cheats, it's her fault. And if a man cheats, it's his fault. You shouldn't be blaming each other for your issues.
Tammy, you don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that. I mean, partially. I know it sounds a little bit like hypocritical, but I think, you know, men are kind of like they just do it just because anything walking they will just have sex with. But women, it's,
you're obviously dating the wrong people.
So, Tammy, you're saying that a woman, if she cheats, the man needs to look deep in himself to figure out his flaws that caused her to cheat?
100%. 100%. I truly believe that because women, we just, like, we're not wired that way to just, like, if we're happy and everything's good at home, we're not going to go step out on our man, you know, especially we have a family, you know. There's definitely some sort of underlying issue, like
okay, all right, so it's the man's fault. Let's go to Marina. Yes, Marina, you also believe that it's the man's fault?
Not at all. I don't know what's up with some of these girls, but I'm the old fashioned, I guess. Like when you marry somebody, I feel like that should be like a sacred relationship that you don't just throw away for a guitar teacher, especially when two kids are involved. I don't know.
Okay.
So do you think that he should leave her?
I mean, for me, there's just no way to come back from that. Maybe with therapy or like, I would leave. If I was in his position, I would probably bounce because okay. He seems like he really loves this woman. He feels blessed to be in a relationship with her. I would probably leave because she obviously doesn't have the same view.
Right. Do you think that a lady could just be thirsty?
I mean, it's okay. Everybody has urges, but the whole point of marriage is you chose that person over anybody else. So
that's right.
I really don't think there's any compromising. When you're married to somebody, you're married to that one person.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you. Obviously, Tammy, you don't agree with that?
Definitely don't agree with that at all. Like, I feel like, you know, like, time, like, be realistic. You know what I'm saying? Like, things have changed these days. And, you know, I just feel like, If your wife or girlfriend cheats on you, you have yourself to blame. Like I said, take a deep look into, you know, how you act and what you do. And,
right.
You know. And,
Yeah.
And
the man's an idiot.
what an idiot.
Yeah, he gets you. Okay, let's go to Gabe. Yes, Gabe.
Yo, Billy.
Yes. Go ahead, Gabe.
Okay, hey, check it out. Maybe this guitar teacher threw in a freebie and let her practice the skin flute instead of the guitar.
Okay, all right. All right, we don't know, sir. You know, it's a handwritten thing here. Let's go to David. Yes, David.
Yeah, I would definitely not forgive her. My ex cheated on me with my best friend while I was in the oil field. It is not the man's fault when a woman cheats. Some women just will cheat in any situation, no matter what.
Man, out in the oil field, bringing all that big money home, and she still cheated?
Oh, yeah. I don't even want to get the job. She was pressuring me to go get a job that pays a lot of money, so I did. Different clothes. I was.
Golly, I wish your phone was better, but he's in the oil field. Let's go to Jason. What's up, Jason? So, Tammy.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just a long-time caller. First-time caller, long-time listener. That lady, her morals are backwards. I mean, I was in the Navy.
I think Tammy has morals.
While I was overseas. That's probably what I'm thinking, because if you are married and you are in a relationship with another person, you are as an adult. If there are issues, you go to the other person. You don't go lay in somebody else's bed. You go talk about it. Then you divorce. Then you can go out and be a hoe if you want. But until then, you're with that person as long as you have that ring on your finger.
Yeah, what do you say to that, Tammy?
I mean, that's all fine and dandy, but at the end of the day, women, we enjoy security. So if your woman steps out of that,
being in the military wasn't security? Me being in the Navy, fighting for our country overseas while I'm on deployment.
Yeah, what do you got to say to that, lady?
My wife is over here laying with somebody else.
Getting to pipe.
How's that my fault? I'm fighting for my country, and my ex-wife wants to go lay with somebody else. How is that my fault? How is that right? How is that moral?
Yeah, America.
You know, I've never cheated.
Wait, hold up.
Hold on. You had your talk. Let me talk. I'm almost 40 years old. I've never cheated, but I have been cheated on. Why? Because I busted my butt making money for these ungrateful girls, not women, girls that want to come out here and try to be an adult and don't know how to handle it.
Preach. Thank you for your service, sir. Man, he was hot.
Yeah.
Not like sexy, but you know what I mean? Like upset.